eating healthy. One of the reasons that we wanted to get together with this press conference is what you can see behind me. It is a temporary tent, and it has a floor in it, and it has heat in it. And what we're going to do at this particular moment is we're going to start screening, what we call windshield screening. We're going to have people who think that they may have been exposed to COVID-19. Maybe they're having a few respiratory problems. Maybe they have a fever. We're going to go out to their car, and we're going to do a quick assessment of them while they're in their car. If at that time we feel like their health status warrants a further and more in-depth assessment, instead of bringing them into the hospital proper, into the walls of the facility, we're going to bring them over here to what we have set up. We're calling this the alternative site of care for respiratory illness. And so hopefully people with influenza, people with exacerbated COPDs, and of course, without a doubt, people who may have been exposed to COVID-19, this is where we want them to be. We're going to have it manned Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. There will either be a physician in there or there will be a PA in there. And of course, there will be a nurse and there will be clerical people in there as well to take their information and get it all within the computer system. Because, you know, everything that we do is computerized nowadays. People may wonder, why is this need here today? We just want to make sure that we use an abundance of caution as we look at our community's health. We want to make sure that we stay ahead of any potential illness in the community. We want to make sure that we do everything that we could possibly do to keep everyone healthy. And that includes our staff, our staff's family. One of the things that we're thinking about doing, and we'll probably make a decision tomorrow on, is giving scrubs to all of our staff members. And at the end of the day, they will remove those scrubs and go home in their clean clothes. We want to do things like that. We have shut down visiting on our skilled care unit because if you've been reading about COVID-19, you're going to understand that it's hitting the elderly so hard, and especially the elderly that have some comorbidities. And by that, I'm referring to just the seriousness of their aging process, maybe another disease, a diagnosis such as diabetes, heart failure, maybe something like multiple sclerosis, anything that may cause them to have an immunosuppression of their health system. We want to make sure that nobody brings any illness into them there. Now, one of the things I'm also very proud of is the fact that since we've stopped all visitation on that unit, we have set up with our residents up there an iPad, and then we're having all the family members come in and meet with our IT staff, and we're going to teach them how to use their electronics so that a couple times a day they can actually meet and talk with their family members digitally. I know it's not the same as touching and hugging and saying, Grandma, I love you, but at least you will have a digital capability to have some communication there. We're also looking into making sure that we are running YouTube videos of devotionals, church services, things like that, because we're no longer having volunteers up there to give those devotionals or have that song service. So we're trying to meet the needs of our skilled care population as well. Now, if you look at our medical surgical unit as well as our intensive care unit, we are asking that only one visitor come to see patients that are in the hospital, and they must be at least 18 years of age or older. This is just simply to make sure that we have a good handle on who is coming in and going out of our facility. Starting in the morning at 4 a.m., everybody that enters into our building is going to be screened. We have a questionnaire that people will have to answer, and then we're going to take their temperature. Now that if they answer yes to any of the questions, then that spurs us on to a further assessment. We immediately put a mask on them, and we will then escort them to our outside alternate site for respiratory illness for them to have a more in-depth assessment. Some of the things that we've done along these lines as well is they want us to look at the types of surgeries that we're performing. Right now, if the patient has an elective surgery and the patient is healthy and is not showing any signs of respiratory illness, that surgery will be completed as scheduled. We are not delaying any type of testing in our ancillary departments. Physical therapy still taking care of patients. Cardiopulmonary still taking care of patients. So our hospital is a completely 100% up and running as normal. The only difference is we're going to do a more in-depth off-site assessment of patient's respiratory illness. At this time, I'd like to let Dr. Ballard speak to you. Dr. Ballard is our lead authority. He is the lead physician for COVID-19, and he has a plethora of knowledge, and I think you can learn a lot from him.
Well, of course, we're all learning as we go with COVID-19. If you've listened to any of the national media, they've definitely been very good to encourage people to stay at home, to do the social distancing. And the thing there is to encourage you not to just think of yourself and how this disease might affect you, but anybody you would come in contact with. And that's what we're trying to do here with the tent situation. We're trying to be able to continue routine health care within the facility and keep the potentially sick patients with COVID-19 in this isolated setting. I do want to say that there in Wayne County, there are no positive patients with COVID-19. We have tested a couple prior today and then several today. Most of those, I would say, are precautionary. A few of those have had significant travel and symptoms that could be influenza or could be COVID-19. The turnaround time on those tests is anywhere from 1 to 4 days. So we're still waiting on a few of those. Trying to think what else. We are prepared to tighten things down even more if we have to, if we would have a significant outbreak, but we're trying to stay ahead of the curve. Some of the media have shown a good curve of the healthcare capacity, and we want to try to stay under that. Unlike Italy, who had this big surge, and now they're having shortages and having to ration healthcare, we definitely do not want to get in that situation. So that's why our country is being proactive. You might think it's a little too much or a little too silly. We would like to look back and say, hey, we did all of this and had zero cases in Wayne County at the end. But that would be best case scenario, and looking back and say, well, maybe we did too much, but we had zero cases. We don't want to be behind the curve and then have to try to catch up, because we could easily be overwhelmed if that was the case. So we appreciate all the businesses, the communities. We know everybody, it's taken a toll on everybody. And I've been reading a book about World War I. I thought, hey, this is minor compared to the guys that spent a year in a trench in France. So we can do this. Pull together as a community. If you need help, reach out. If you're ill, please call the office before just coming. Call whatever your physician is. We really strongly encourage you to call so that we can be prepared to receive you. If you have fever, sore throat, any respiratory symptoms, cough, trouble breathing, call so that we can meet you at the door, be prepared to windshield, triage you and get you to the right place and try to minimize the spread to anybody else. I will say one thing I've been disappointed with the media this year is influenza A and influenza B have been higher than they've been in many years. The death rate has been really high, the highest since 2009, the highest pediatric deaths from influenza. So this isn't just precautionary for COVID-19, but also for the influenza that we are still seeing many cases of right now.
I would add, that's a great point, Dr. Ballard. We do have a triage hotline, and that number is 516-1062. That's 516-1062. A registered nurse will have that phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they're there to help you answer your questions and help you to determine where you need to go in the system to receive care. So we thank you very much. Is there any questions from you folks? We've got plenty of tests.
Plenty of tests.
Yes.
Wabash General says they have 60 tests. Do you have more than that?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Is there a contingency if there was, an outbreak here as to where you would put people? Have you thought through?
Yes. Right now, the President of the United States has declared this a national emergency. And based upon that, all of the licensing things that we have to go through to get a bed license for the hospital have been waived. So every bed, every unit, every wing that we've got in our facility, we are now allowed to put patients in there. So I will have a plethora of beds. My issue is going to be, how much staff do I have? Because we normally like to see about 25 patients on our med-surg ICU unit and about 25 patients on our skilled care unit. So that's what we're staffed for. So if all of a sudden that we have 50 patients on med-surg ICU, I'm going to have to be scrambling for nurses.
You said that it takes 1 to 3 days to be able to get the test results back.
Yes.
What happens in the meantime to the people that came in and tested? Have they been told to quarantine?
So patients that don't require hospitalization or self-quarantine, the health department, I was going to mention that and I forgot, the health department has been excellent. They're ahead of the curve. They're working with us very closely, very well. And so we're coordinating that with them. If we get a positive and that's in home care long-term, the health department along with our services here will be reaching out and taking care of them. We are trying at this point to keep certain providers seeing the potential sick patients and other providers with the healthy patients so that we don't have, multiple providers ill. So we're doing all those things. Right now we're still doing routine, health care. Fortunately, they've laxed some of the red tape so we can actually do telephone and telehealth medicine more easily. So if somebody, if we get some cases and we start having to tighten things down, we can do diabetes follow-up, things like that over telehealth. And our providers, we've got providers set aside to do that. So I think we're in a good place and we're prepared if things get worse and expecting that we're going to, if everybody does their part, we're hoping for the best.
Good. Thank you.
It's been a live press conference from the Fairfield Memorial Hospital where Dr. Catherine Bunting Williams and medical staff have been updating us about their plans to be able to attack the virus, the pandemic that has hit our country. And reporting live from Fairfield Memorial Hospital, this is Mike Dreith reporting for WFIW News.